Exactly. I actually thought about taking my Elmer's call. My Elmer moved out of the state, and he's got a 2x2 call still. He's WD4RT, lives in Tennessee, I think. But his previous call was KB8YM, Yuckety Muck, Yellow Mustard, whatever. But too many people knew him by that call, and I thought I'd constantly be reacquainting myself with them, and I thought, nah, not going to do that. But it's kind of weird. One day I put out my call, and someone said, "Who is that? Bootleg and Dick Wolf's call." I went, "What?" Yeah, okay. And the guy, he says, I'm gonna tell Dick." I said, "Well, he's been gone for 3 years, guy. I'm sorry if I'm the first one telling you about it." But yeah, it's kind of weird. I was gonna go after his call. I was gonna go after another call sign, and I thought, yeah, the same thing's gonna happen. I'm going to have to reacquaint myself with everybody who used to be friends with that person. And I thought, no, I got to go for a call that nobody's heard before. And I really wanted N8IF, you know. Then I tried for W8IF. That was available, but I missed it. Missed that one too. That one, just think, I could slur the eight and say, "What if?" But yeah, that was fun. One of my friends, when I worked for the National Disaster Medical System in the Federal Emergency Management Agency, my partner at Ground Zero was WB8RNY. Well, Jerry was an advanced for 50 years, and I guess he just couldn't stand the fact that I passed him by and got my extra. And I said, "Terry, you don't have to change your call. Everybody's known you as WB8. He goes, "Yeah, but," he goes, "the call that I always wanted just became available." He says, it's been on the thing for a few days. So he says, "I gotta go for it." And all it was a guy that lived in Clinton Township whose call was W8RNY. So all he did was drop the B. He got his extra and dropped the B. I thought, well, you don't have to go and get your extra just to get the 1x3 call. You could have got it with your, you know, with your advanced status, but oh well. He just wants to feel competitive. I said, okay, fine. Actually, Sean, I passed the extra class exam in 1986. In 86, November of 86, I went to take my general class license because all the tests that I had taken in
Cab.
85 through
Timeline.
all